You are listening to the Legal Community Podcast, hosted by Guy Remond and Dave Zampano, powered by Guider. Guider provides self-service online legal documents supported by your local attorney. Fast, affordable, and in your own time. For more information and resources, please visit guider.legal and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Legal Community Podcast. This is episode 15. Today we are joined by Guy Remond and Dave Zampano, and we're going to be talking about marketing. What a loaded word, marketing.
Yes, Dave, I know you've had... get 10 different answers.
Exactly. I know both of you have had a lot of fun with that word and with your businesses as well.
Yeah, you know, as the resident lawyer here, I've worked with thousands. I think I'm nearing 10,000 lawyers. I know I'm over 5,000 over the last 20 years. And when you say the word marketing, it strikes fear in them. And everybody thinks they got the answer. Oh, it's Facebook. It's this. It's that. And if I look at my inbox, the number one number of emails I get is around some marketing firm that's going to help me solve all my marketing problems. So I'd love to just really take, actually invite even our host, Lisa, into the call today, as well as you, Guy, right? What most people don't know about Lisa, the host, she's also been the head of marketing for a national legal organization for between 10 and 15 years. And she works daily at the grassroots level with lawyers. So I'd like to get her opinion on a couple of things as we go through this as well. But I'll start with kind of my perspective. Most people get confused between marketing and advertising and sales, right? So that's the first thing, really getting clear around what's marketing, what's advertising, what's sales. Because the idea of marketing is to bring a lead into the organization. Sales is once that phone call comes in and you say, hello, you are now in sales. You're not in marketing. Marketing has done its job. It's generated the lead. Now you're in sales. And a lot of people, especially lawyers, cringe at that word sales. I don't want to sell. That's why I have always had the philosophy and expressed it. If you're a good lawyer, you never have to sell a thing. What you do is you enroll. We call it enrollment in my organization. So you enroll people to understand what they need, and then they willingly hire you to get it done. But you have to be able to show your value proposition. But that's the enrollment or sales process. What do you do to get the phone to ring? That's what most people are paralyzed with. And in my experience, what I've always focused on at my national organization, Lawyers with Purpose, is focusing on two strategies. Retail and wholesale. Retail is what we do out in the marketplace. TV, ads, telephone book, if they still exist, right? But those type books where you're going out to the general market direct to the consumer. Wholesale is where we're going to allied professionals who serve our target market. So financial professionals, bankers, those are all people that I'm in the estate planning legal field. So I want access to people who need to do estate planning. Well, obviously, people who need to do estate planning have financial advisors, they have bankers or funeral directors. Those are all what we would call allied professionals. So two different types of marketing. Lisa, what's your perspective on those two concepts? What do lawyers get most hung up on?
So you're right. You hear the word marketing and they automatically think they have to spend money. And I always come back to them and I say, listen, no, you don't. Advertising, if we're going to be spending some money in advertising, that's where we're going to be calculating the ROI and the lead gen. But the marketing is so much more. It's your infrastructure. It's that first impression. It is that brand that you're bringing to the market. So it's number one is getting clear on what's the objective for the law firm and digging a little bit deep. And then we find out, we create the path and plan for them. And
I'm sorry, you're saying that even how your reception area looks is part of your marketing.
Oh, absolutely. It's part of your brand. It's first impression. Yeah, absolutely. There's so much. And it's not just in the industries of which I work within, with the estate planning and elder law and the legal arena, but it's businesses across the world. And Guy, I'm sure you can give a perspective on that with all the businesses that you've been involved with.
Yeah. And I'd like to pick up on the point. I mean, you're absolutely right to say that marketing doesn't have to cost a lot of money. And the beautiful thing about the internet, many people are scared of it because they don't necessarily fully understand it. It's opened up a whole new world of options, and they really don't know whether to do Facebook ads or Twitter, go on Twitter or go on LinkedIn, or, you know, there's a plethora of platforms that you can use. But the reality is that the internet is a great leveler, and it allows people to compete at exactly the same level as the big companies. And they do that with expertise. And that doesn't cost anything other than time, right? So my feeling is that if you build a culture within your business that encourages your team to demonstrate their expertise in the marketplace on a reasonably regular basis, and it becomes part of their daily routine or weekly routine or monthly routine, then that costs nothing other than a little bit of time. And you allow them effectively actually to build their own personal brand.
Yeah, that's something that I see all the time is lawyers come to us and they're just, you know, I need to get the lead right now and I need to generate revenue. And I say, okay, absolutely. We all need that. But let's take a step back and look at your infrastructure and look at the free efforts and things that you can do. And one of the things that I always suggest is you have a great team and I'm sure some of them love social media and some of them are a little shy of it. So let's not push the people that are uncomfortable. Let's not push them, but let's look at the hand raisers that love social media and let's take the time, no cost, and let's just start getting our voice out there and use a digital platform. And it's called organic traction. And it's the little things like that get the momentum going for the law firm, because we see it where Susie is part of the team, but they don't realize they work for this guy. And because she starts sharing stuff and putting a voice on it, it's the perfect advertising, word of mouth.
I got to go back to something Guy said, because he said it so simply, but I think no one heard it. And I'm going to restate it to make sure everybody heard it. I think what I heard Guy say is, listen, how you conduct your business might be your greatest marketing you ever do. How you take care of your clients, how you get the work done, how your clients feel is your greatest marketing, because they go out and tell their friends. And I'm a process guy, right? I'm the system and process guy. Adding into your system a simple step that says to your client service coordinator, when somebody's done with us at each meeting, ask the question, how was your meeting today? Did you enjoy it? Is there anyone that you know that you think would benefit from what you've done here today? And just asking that question as a process. Let's say you had asked it to 10 people and only one responded. You say, oh my God, I'm a failure. No, that's one new lead you didn't have to pay 10 cents for. It just means changing your process. Guy, you were going to say?
You're absolutely right there, Dave. And the thing I'd add to that is that also you want to demonstrate your expertise in the marketplace. So referrals and getting customers to say great things about you and all that kind of good stuff absolutely plays a part, as does demonstrating expertise in the marketplace. And, you know, what I was going to say when I mentioned building a personal brand is that in the case of lawyers, you've got a tremendous amount of expertise. And if you wrote one blog every 2 weeks or did a podcast every 2 weeks, got someone to transcribe that into a blog for you, so it really doesn't take long, maybe 20 minutes every couple of weeks, then you're beginning to demonstrate your expertise on your expert subject matter in the marketplace. And that costs nothing. And that directly competes with all the big boys who, quite frankly, throw money at these things. You don't have to throw money at them if you do it properly. Build personal brands within your business. Going back to Lisa's point, where she's absolutely right that some of your people will not want to engage on social media and be that vocal and that, you know, they don't want to put their head above the parapet in that way, which is absolutely fine. But, you know, again, from various companies that I've built over the years, if you get roughly 30% of your people on a reasonably regular basis, it could be maybe once a month, that's it, putting a piece of expert content out there, then if you've got a team of, you know, 20 people, 30 people, that's a lot of content that's going out there. Even if you've got a team of 5 people, but that's still a fair bit of content that's going out there. People will find it on the internet. That's the beauty of the internet and Google and Bing and all these search engines. Uh-huh. They love stuff like that. They love this expertise. Lisa.
So when you're talking about the internet and how they love these type of things, you had mentioned prior to about testimonials and referrals, right? You'd be surprised. Google business page. A simple thing. And it's like getting back to the basics. And that's what I step back when people are coming to me. Let's look at the foundation. And that's one thing too. It's just your simple Google business page, getting that updated and claimed. And then what we do is we make a simple flyer that after someone has a great experience, you hand it to them and say, let us know how we did today. Here's ways that you can share it. Here's a link to social. Here's a link to Google. Here's a written one. And of course, you have to cater to the audience that you're serving in our industry, in our area of law. We have an older demographic, so we give them the both. We have a tangible piece of paper and we have an email format. There's so many ways that people can get exactly what you were talking about, Guy.
I got to bring this back to reality, okay? Because let me tell you why. I'm here as the lawyer, right, guys? Lisa, you're the marketing expert. You've been running marketing firms for years. Guy, you're the technical guy. And you're like, hey, it's so easy. You just go right online. And I'm a lawyer going, you're both friggin' nuts because let me tell you something. I don't even know how to turn the damn computer on. So here's the thing. How do we bridge these gaps? Because it's so simple as it comes off your lips. But there's so many lawyers listening to this. I know who are like me and are like, yeah, fine, Lisa, you're the marketing person. So sure, just go on Google. I don't even have a friggin' Facebook, right? So here's the thing I think is important that I can share from the lawyer side. I think it's really important. It doesn't have to cost, I'm going to change the language, a lot of money. It costs some money, but here's what really comes down to. I think what Lisa, your comment is, there's probably someone in your office already that does this and they do it for themselves personally. And how do you tap into those resources inside the office, really, right? Then network. So there's so many companies. Now, I know with my national organization, we have partnerships with marketing organizations that for a low cost will do simple things, right? There's so many of those things that we get in our email boxes that will just do simple tasks. The real thing I would have to say is this. As the lawyer, here's what you need to understand in running your practice. If you want to have a successful marketing campaign, you need someone inside your office who's responsible and accountable for it. Now, unfortunately, Mr. or Miss Attorney, that's you until you get someone else who can. And I've always said there's two ways to get it done. You write a check for it or you shake hands for it, right? So relationships, you rely on people to help you or you write a check and you be responsible. But somebody has to manage your marketing strategies. And more importantly, you have to track the results from that marketing.
And that's where the word strategy comes into place. So many times they're just conversations, right? And that's where I've helped a lot of people sit down and I talk to the attorney that's like you, Dave, that is like, yeah, all this tech stuff sounds great, but what are my other options and what can I do? I don't want to be overwhelmed. And we take a really long time. I learn them specifically in their firm and you create a 12-month plan. You don't have to stick to it per se, but at least you have a game plan, a strategy in place that will allow you to get momentum and slowly introduce things and look at the tech end and who you can use in house and what are some other non-traditional or traditional forms of mass media, right? Guy.
Taking what you've just said there, Lisa, and what Dave said, then Dave, I'm going to refer to a coach concept I think we've probably mentioned before on these podcasts. You really need a who, not how. Mm-hmm. So you shouldn't, as a lawyer, you don't want to have to worry about how you have to deploy your marketing and whether that be forming a strategy or actually, you know, carrying out that strategy. You need a who that can do that for you. And we're incredibly lucky. We've got Lisa as our who, Dave, who,
right.
You know, knows all this stuff, right? And there are people out there. And let me give you another example. So I've got another business, which is a startup. So we don't have tons of money. It's self-funded. So we had to find a really cost-effective way of finding a who, not a how. And there are lots of really good people in your area who maybe, you know, for example, have gone away on maternity and have come back and really don't want to work for a big firm again full-time, but want to do some part-time work. But they've got tons of experience or they've been made redundant during COVID and they're looking for roles. So, you know, I've literally employed a terrific person to look at the marketing for my new business, a startup, one day per week. And that's it. And it's a day rate and it's not an expensive day rate. Now, that person, their first job is to, just as Lisa said, is to put a strategy together. Because without a strategy, you've got no real direction and you can't inform your team what you need the team to do and how they can collaborate and help. So do your strategy and then involve as many people from your business as you can, as are willing to generate some really great content that can be pushed out there. And the marketing person, your who, will know exactly how to do that. And they'll know the systems to bring in. Final point, Dave, just before you jump in, there are lots of terrific pieces of software out there that help you manage the strategy as well and help you manage your team. I know we use Zoho, HubSpot's another favorite of mine. I use it in a couple of other businesses. HireRise is one I've used in the past. There are literally hundreds. So I'd go with quite a well-known one. But they're really cheap way. So if you get a decent piece of software, bring in a who, however you do that. But I've made a suggestion there is how you could do that. Develop a strategy and involve your whole team. I guarantee you that will work in the medium to long term. It's something that you have to keep doing, and that will generate sales for you as long as your offering is good, of course.
And Dave.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Lisa.
Just really quick, Guy, that's exactly how most law firms are structured, and that's how they start. Very rarely do the law firms come in and they got this robust full-time marketing person with a robust strategy and well-oiled machine. It's a lot of what you just explained, and sometimes they don't have it, and that's where we have to start. Right?
And here's where I am on this all, because I've watched thousands of lawyers go through this pain. And I, remember, I'm still an active practicing lawyer with an active law firm that goes through this pain on a regular basis, no matter how good I may be at it. Here's what I found. The best piece of advice I can give the lawyers is that, and I'm talking to 99% of the lawyers listening to this podcast right now, don't abrogate your marketing. What most lawyers do is they just want to write a check to somebody and have them solve it. That won't work. You'll just be unhappy. What you need to do as the lawyer is you need to own marketing. What I always say is time is going by. Today's going by, tomorrow, next week, a month, a year. Time's going by anyway. The question is, what are you doing during that time? Our job as the lawyers is to learn this, not abrogate it to someone else to, just fix my pain, make it go away. They'll never fix your pain. I've been there, done it 1,000 times myself and through other lawyers that I've worked with. You have got to ask lots of questions. That's the key word. Ask lots of questions of the people you're going to work with marketing so you understand how things work. And the second thing I'm going to say is be open. Lawyers, chill, man. We are so over-analytical and such high fact finders. We want to know every detail. And I hate to say this, lawyers, I don't mean to bust your bubble. We don't know jack about marketing. We will waste more time about creating a logo that, quite honestly, 9 out of 10 lawyer logos I see suck because they think they're brilliant at what a logo should look like. Listen to your marketing people. Let them guide you, but don't expect them to solve your problem. You need to ask the questions of them so you could start to understand what's happening. Because over time, whether it's a day, a week, a month, or a year, if you learn a little bit every day, a year from now, you will have a proficient understanding of marketing. What I've learned over the years is way more than I started. I have a lot more to go. It's a process. It's not a destination. Guy, why don't you wrap us up?
Yeah, you touched on something there, Dave, that I think is a whole podcast in itself. So Lisa, let's make this one of the future ones, because I know you and I, and I know Dave, really understand this subject and branding, right? So branding is a whole podcast in itself, but that has to work hand in hand with your marketing as well. And actually, it normally comes first. So you work on your brand, you get your brand right. And Dave, you're spot on. These jobs have to be delegated, but not abdicated. That's really important. And marketing is such an important part of what you do that it can't be abdicated. You can't sign a check and just get somebody else from another company to do it and to care as much about it as they should do, because it just doesn't work like that.
And me being the systems guy, remember, I spent the last 25 years building law practice systems. I don't care how good your marketing is. I don't care how good your advertising is. I don't care how good your strategy is. If your operations aren't tight, if you're not returning client calls, if you're not doing good client work, if you're not getting them out the door, if they're taking months and months and months to get work done and they're calling you 80 times, I don't care what your marketing is, you're taking it. So it's a holistic approach. You have to have marketing, you have to have branding, you have to have advertising, and you have to have operations to support it. So I think that kind of takes us, Lisa, I think we could keep going.
We could keep going.
How quick did this podcast go? It's like, holy mackerel.
I know. Thank you for letting me join in on the conversation. I'm always up for talking marketing, sales, and fun stuff like that. But just to recap, we talked about a lot of key points today. Just the infrastructure to what Dave was just saying. If your infrastructure isn't set, then you're not ready to spend money in advertising. And that's another whole conversation. But infrastructure, take a step back and look at your infrastructure and say, am I ready? Is my team ready? And finding your who, like Guy said, finding your who is that marketing who that's going to be your catalyst to make the difference? And you as the attorney, ask questions and set the goal, even if it's for fourth quarter or for the upcoming year, build a strategy. Start small. It doesn't have to be big and grand. It could be very simple and manageable. So that's what we got. That's the conversation for today of marketing. And I think we all agree we can keep on going. So maybe some future podcasts. But gentlemen, thank you. And for everyone who's listening today, thank you for joining us. And as always, you can go to guider.legal to see our full inventory of podcasts for the legal community. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Legal Community Podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at guider.legal for more information, and please review and share this show. We'll see you next time.